Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 387, stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5. To God, my earnest voice I raise. To God, my voice imploring praise. Before his face, my grief I show, and tell my trouble and my woe. 1, 2, 4, and 5 of Psalter 387. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in Psalm 68, the first 19 verses. Psalm 68, verses 1 through 19. But first, we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 68. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him and that rideth upon the heavens by his name Yah, and rejoice before him, a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. And when the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. So far, the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer this morning Mr. and Mrs. William Van Herk, who were blessed with a well-born boy in this past Thursday. Mrs. Laura Slingerland from Calgary, who was brought to the hospital on Friday. And Dustin Grisnick, who needs to receive surgery, the Lord willing, this coming Tuesday. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, Thou who art so high, Thou who art so holy, as so that there is in Thee no blemish, that there is in Thee no spot. Thou art set apart in Thy holiness from all that is sinful and all that is wretched and miserable. For Thou dost dwell in Thy glory. Thou dwellest with the holy beings. And Thou dost give in that place that great exaltation in the hearts of those who may dwell with Thee, that they may have an eternal Sabbath day. But Lord, we may also have a Sabbath day. It is a little picture of that which Thou may have day by day with those round about Thy throne. We have read it out of Thy holy word. 6 days, Lord, we have now done our labors. It is lying in the past. It is waiting for Thy blessing for this life, that we may be enabled to go forward with our children, that we may have what is necessary for the body and to come through this life. And Lord, now it is Thy Sabbath day. We may wake safely on this day. And we have heard it out of Thy holy law. A day set aside by Thee, that we might worship Thee. That we may put aside all that, that we are
careful with in this world, that we may set it aside for an hour in this morning hour, and that we may come with our children round about thy holy word and everlasting testimony. Lord, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a mistress, of a maid servant, they are looking to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes do look upon thee in this morning hour, because without thy hand, then it shall testify against us in that great day of days. And without the power of thy Holy Spirit, Lord, then we shall go from this place with more guilt upon our souls. And then we shall go from this place harder than we have come in. But if we could experience, O Lord, if we could experience something of the power and that is coming from that blood which thou hast shed upon that cursed tree. Oh, if we with our children may now experience something of the strength of thy hand, that thou wouldst quicken us and that thou wouldst raise us from the dead. Lord, then in one moment, then it shall become so different in our life from the service of this world and from the love of sin. Shall there be a love of God and a desire to serve thee and to return unto thee. Lord, we beseech it of thee in this morning hour. Oh, that our eye and may indeed be upon thee, and that it may be in the heart of this one or of that one who has come up also in this morning hour, and for whom that it is impossible to return, and that do not know the way, and that need to come again into thy presence and into thy communion. Lord, that there may be such wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit in this morning hour, such in whom and thou hast plowed up the fallow ground, those that are without God in this world, and those who are not able to make it good again. Lord, that thou may that there may be such ones in our midst, in thy house, and that thy word, which we are called by thee to bring in the midst of this flock, may have a place in this morning, and may have a place in the heart, and that there may be fruit upon the labors which thou dost call us to perform. Lord, thou knowest that we are more brutish than any man, and that we have not the understanding of a man, that it is a work that is for our shoulders too heavy. Lord, thou knowest that the blessing can alone come from thee, from thy Holy Spirit, and we are before thee, and we have come to thy house. It is thy institution, O Lord. We lay it before thee. Oh, Lord, we are here in our guilt. We are here in our sin. We are here with all the pollution, with all the corruption, with all that we cannot change, with a law in our members that cleaves to the world and to all that is vain, to all that is sinful. We are of the earth, earthy. But Lord, it is thy house. It is thy day. It is thy word. It is thy power. It is thy church. It is thy cause. It is thy honor. It is thy glory. Lord, come. Come then. Come unto us and unto our children. And Lord, could it please thee to show that we are thy servant and that we have done all these things at thy command and that we have not run of our own accord. But wilt thou show that when thy spirit will go forth in this day and when it will touch the heart of young and old. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, that thou wouldst not leave one, that thou wouldst not leave one of us behind as we are going together to a never-ending eternity, that thou wouldst not leave one of us, Lord, on that broad way upon which we are traveling to eternity, but wilt thou take us all, O Lord, wilt thou take us all by heart and by hand, the young ones, the little children, the parents. There are also old ones, Lord. They are traveling still, still in the world, still in a day of grace, still in a time of salvation. It is still possible. From thy side, it is not possible from our side. Oh, give us, Lord, to feel it this morning. Give us to know it in our soul, that indeed our cry and our prayer may be to thee, who art able to convert us. Remember all the afflicted ones, help them. In all the needs of the body, of the mind, be with that little boy who has to undergo surgery in the week to come. Wilt thou spare him under that which he must go and strengthen and give wisdom to the doctors, to the physicians, give compassion in the heart of the nurses. And wilt thou supply for all of them together? Oh, bless this way, Lord, this difficult way in the heart of this little boy, so young, and yet so many troubles known to thee. Oh, bless it, Lord, that there might be honey on the end of this rod. Remember her that also is lying in the hospital. Lord, and wilt thou heal her in the body. Strengthen her this day when she is not able to go up unto thy house. Help her. Grant her an undeserved blessing that she also may say that it was good to be afflicted. Strengthen the mother and the child. The little child brought forth this week in an evil world with an evil heart, a heart that will go after this world, a heart that will love this world when he is growing up in this world, and a heart that he can't change, and his father cannot change, and his mother cannot change. But a heart that thou can change. Look on our children then. Look on our youth this day. Lord, help us. Help us to speak. Help us to hear. And be amongst us. Undeservedly. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Psalter 352. Had not the Lord been Israel's help when angry foes assailed, had not the Lord been on our side, our righteous
cause had failed. The collection today, the last collection today, is for the disaster fund, Psalter 352, all stanzas. Thank you. Congregation, the Apostle John writes, "For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Thus, the Son of God was manifested for a purpose. What man in this world walks through this world, walks over this world without a purpose, without an aim? We would say that is a man only who is full of foolishness. And now the Lord himself, in all his works, has an end, has an aim, has a purpose. And what is that purpose? Well, for this purpose, that Son of Man, that Son of God was made manifest in the world, that is to destroy the works of the devil. But it is not so that we can always see that purpose. That is so even in the world. We wonder, had any of the courtiers of Joseph known that these men, whom he called spies, were his brethren, then they had said, "Joseph, what are you doing? How do you deal with them? Is this then a way that you deal, which is to serve your purpose? What is your aim? What is your end?" This world, congregation, that seems so completely upside down, and this world that seems to go on further and further to its own destruction. And now we hear that Son of God, he was made manifest in this world that he might destroy the works of the devil. Does it then seem that the works of the devil are being destroyed? It seems that the works of the devil, they are only propagated in this world. They are only growing in this world, and the kingdom of God that is torn down in this world. No, then we cannot always see that end. We cannot always see how that the works of the Lord, they are serving his purposes. The fall of man. The fall of man. How does this now serve the end of God? That the Lord should decree such a thing. How is that in the life of God's children? Can they see what the purpose, can they see what the end of the Lord is? Can they understand how that the works of the Lord are serving his purposes, his end? Or must they not so often say with Jacob, "All these things are against me"? And if it be so, if it be true in my life, and if this is the work of the Lord, and if he has an end in a view for me, which is good, then why am I thus? Let us consider this together. And this morning, out of Psalm 68, the 13th verse. Psalm 68, verse 13. "Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold." So far the words of our text, the deliverance of the church of God. First, out of what depths she is delivered. Second, unto what heights she is delivered. The deliverance of the church of God. Out of what depths and unto what heights? Circumstances, congregation, of this psalm, they are not known for sure. It seems to be most fitting to that time that David is bringing up the Ark of God unto the city of Jerusalem. We know what a day of rejoicing that was for David. Was that not so, children? Oh, then his wife, in her pride, she said, "My father would have never done what you have done." No, her father indeed would never have, because that was a man of pride. But David, he has been humbled by the Lord. And then David is ready to take his place even amongst those maidservants. And he is ready to dance with them because of the joy that is living in his heart. Because that ark of God that is brought up again unto that city of the Lord. Thus it is a song of praise. That David would magnify the deeds of the Lord. But this acknowledgement is not limited to those present circumstances that David is that bringing up of the ark. No, David would glorify God as the deliverer of his church, and we read that here he speaks of him as the father of the fatherless and the judge of the widows. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Oh, then he will magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord that he is standing for the widows. The Lord that he is standing for the helpless ones. That the Lord he is delivering those that are fatherless children. And their father has died. They have no one to stand for them. And then the Lord will take up their cause. David will magnify the Lord for this. He speaks about bringing the children of Israel through the wilderness. Oh God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. And then he goes back even further. And then he will show something of the deliverance of the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And so we come to our text. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Though ye have lain among the pots. Theologians are not exactly sure what this phrase means. Though ye have lain among the pots. This word pots is only used in one other place in the Bible. That is the original word here that is translated pots. It is a word that is used in the prophecy of Ezekiel. And there it is translated not as pots, but there it is translated into the word hooks. Thus it is speaking about the sacrifice. The sacrifices were then placed upon a hook, or a hook was used in those sacrifices. And some translate this word as between two rows of stones. So what do they speak about? They speak about actually the hearth stones. So the places where the pots, they are hanging over the fire, that is between two rows of hearth stones. Thus, it is possible that these pots are pointing to one of two things. In the first place, it is possible and that it is pointing to the cooking pots, those that are grimy and black with grease and from the fire. Or it is possible that it is speaking about the brick kilns, wherein the children of Israel have made bricks for their masters. Thus, we do not know exactly what it means, but the meaning, nevertheless, of the entire phrase in its context is very, very clear to us. That it is pointing to the children of Israel when they are lying in their very low, in their very servile condition. The children of Israel are not their own masters. The children of Israel are slaves. The children of Israel have enemies, and those enemies are their masters. They have the mastery over them. They have to obey them. Thus, the children of Israel have no power. They have no power to deliver themselves out of this condition in which they have come. Though ye have lain among the pots, though that you are brought so low, though you are brought so low that you cannot possibly come any lower, though ye have even, as it were, lain among the pots. The Lord said to Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And indeed, so it came to pass. And then it was a bondage under which they have groaned. There was an evil that was determined against the children of Israel. What was that evil? There was a purpose of man, the king, the Pharaoh children. What did Pharaoh want to do? He wanted to destroy the children of Israel. He would that their power was completely broken. He desired that they would be, as it were, annihilated. And that they may serve him forever. That they may not be another people. But that they may be his slaves, his servants, to serve his own ends. Thus, he has a purpose. And out of this, the children of Israel have experienced that they are not able to deliver themselves from this evil purpose. That they can try to hang on to their little boys, but those boys, they are ripped away from them and they are cast into that great river. And now even Moses attempt to come and to speak and to save the children of Israel. Oh, that has caused the wrath, that has caused the anger of the king only to increase. So that the children of Israel, they feel the hopelessness of their cause, the helplessness of their own situation, so that they say, Moses, leave us be. Don't say anything anymore. And because the king, he only will become more angry. Though ye have lain among the pots. How was it for the children of Israel when that ark of God was taken from them in the days of Eli and that was brought down into the land of the Philistines? How much lower, in what lower circumstances could the children of Israel come? The covenant children of Jehovah, when that symbol of the true and that living God that is down lying before the heathen God of the Philistines, an idol God, that it is standing in the temple of Dagon. Oh, how much lower could the children of Israel be brought? And whose fault was it? Was it not their own fault? Was it not because of their own sin? Was it not because of their own guilt, their own backsliding? Had they not departed so far from the ways of the Lord? Oh, and now, where was their power? There was their power against the power of the enemy. Who was now stronger? Was it they or was it their enemy? Or were they able now to go and to say, come, we will come against the Philistines because we are going to deliver ourselves from these circumstances and we are going to take once again that ark of the Lord unto ourselves? They had no power. And congregation, when? When were the children of Israel closer to deliverance than in that day that all their weapons are rendered powerless? Who saved them, boys and girls? Who saved them? Did the children of Israel, did they go get that ark? They did not. Did the ark come back? It did. What hand did the children of Israel have in that? None. That was the work of the Lord. The Lord, He has plagued that enemy. And what has Israel done? They have only waited. And they were without expectation. And one day, they experienced the deliverance of the Lord. And it came, congregation, completely from another side. So that people, they were never so close to deliverance than in that day that they had no power from their own side. When was Israel? When they are lying in bondage under the weight of the intentions of that king of Egypt, that Pharaoh. When were that people closer to deliverance than in that day that it became for them hopeless? Do you see how the people are saved? How are they saved, young people? How are they saved? They're saved with their hands down. When was Abram so close to receiving the promised child than in that day that his prayers for that promised child had long ago ceased already? The Lord Jesus, when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane and He was about to bruise that head of that serpent, then He said to His disciple, put up thy sword into its sheath. No, Peter. It will not be with your sword. You are not going to be the deliverer. But I am going to deliver my church. And I am going to deliver my church with their hands down. Though ye have lain among the pots. That was the day that for the disciples, it all came to an end. But was that not the Lord's way? Or was that not the Lord's purpose? The psalmist here, he speaks about an ascension, that ark that is coming up again from that land of the enemy. The Apostle Paul writes to the Ephesians and he quotes that 18th verse and he speaks about the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he shows how that this was but an emblem of the ascension of Christ. But before that ark could return again to Jerusalem, before that ark could come again from the place to which it had descended, it must first descend to that place. Thus Paul says, who is he that ascended, but he that first did descend into the lower parts of the earth? Thus the Lord Jesus had to come into death. How much lower could the Son of God come? When that Son of God, he was standing bound by the enemy, just as if he was helpless amongst all the power of the enemy. Thus, helpless, the enemy stronger than he. And not only so, but standing there as one black with the guilt of his church lying upon him, thus black as those pots in the land of Egypt, and bound as the children of Israel in the land of Egypt. Oh, did not this mediator take the place among his children? Was it then not true of him, as the apostle says here, that he has also lain among the pots? Or has he not come from the glorious place and taken his place among the fallen sons and daughters of Adam? Could he descend, congregation, any lower than he has descended? When he has entered into death itself, and when he has permitted that all the enemies that have come against him, they may rejoice over him. Then he was lying in the grave. He was as one who was defeated by that enemy. No power. And the church did not understand. Could the church understand how that this did serve his purpose? Was he not he that he was to deliver Israel? How can this then be for the salvation of the church of God? But this is now the place from which he is brought forth. And he not only but his church, then he has come to take that place among his people. And then he has risen out of this place. And with him, he has brought his church out of this place. From the greatest depths unto what heights? That is our second thought. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. There are two things that we may consider about the dove. First, her beauty. There were a number of species of the dove. And some of those species, in a very special way, they had a very beautiful plumage of feathers. And that those feathers would shine with the colors of silver and yellow gold, beautiful in the reflection of the light of the sun. That's one thing to consider, the beauty of the dove. And the second thing is the freedom of the dove. What do we say, children? We have an expression in our world. It says, free as a bird. Free as a bird. Bird, that is one of the clearest manifestations or representations in this world about freedom. Thus, we do not know all of the particulars we say concerning this verse, but the meaning of our text is so very, very clear. What does the psalmist do? He presents to us a great contrast. He says two things, one over against the other. And he on the one side cannot come low enough. And on the other side, he is not able to come high enough. He says, though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. So even if you were as black as that and as filled with grime as these fire pots, oh, then you shall still be as beautiful as the plumes of a silver golden dove. That is the first thing. And then the second thing, though you should be just as bound as a slave, yet shall ye be made as free as a bird. Thus, he is setting over against each other these two things, two opposites, a great contrast. So we have the figure. That is the figure. The pots, the birds. What is David trying to express with that figure? What is he trying to say in the context of this psalm? Then he is speaking about the deliverance of the Lord, the greatness of the deliverance of the church of God. And he wishes to express this. How great, in our catechism, then we read, how great our sins and miseries are. And David would say, how great is the deliverance of the church? And how shall I now say this? How shall I now make a picture for you, children, young people? How shall I do this that I may show you how great is the deliverance of the church of the Lord? That is not easy. In the first place, because it is spiritual. David looks for a figure that everyone might understand. David looks for something that he can make as great a contrast as possible. That he looks for something in this world that he can show how low that it comes and how high that the Lord will lift up his people. And then he chooses these fire pots and he places them over against this beautiful plumage and freedom of the dove. And so he says, is the deliverance of the church of God. So it is objectively. So it is in truth. So it is as it takes place. But so it is also subjectively. So it is also experienced to be in the soul of that church of God. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. And now we have said something, boys and girls, we have said something about those pots. And what that means, and how low that man is brought in his fall. So now you say, minister, you must also now tell me something else. Now tell me something about the meaning of these doves. Tell me now something. Tell me now something of the beauty of that church. Tell me now something of that freedom, the height unto which they are delivered. Tell me not only what they are delivered from, but tell me something also about what they are delivered unto. That is not so easy. We can try to describe, and I'm sure you have seen some beautiful birds, children. And when you would try to describe such beauty, such pureness, to someone who has never seen it, then you will say, oh, I wish I could show it to you. Because I do not have the words to say it to you. I cannot explain it. Thus the beauty that is so high that it is something that needs to be seen in order to be realized. And then there is the freedom. The freedom. Did you ever fly, children? Maybe you say sometimes, oh, I would like to fly like a bird. Cannot. Then you think to yourself, what would that be like? All you can do is imagine it. What can you not do? You cannot enter into it. Cannot feel it. Cannot actually know it. Therefore, such a difficult thing. How is it now for that church? There are some things of which they may speak much easier than other things. Why? Because there are some things that they know so little of. There are some things that they know so very, very well. And then there are other things which they know so very little of. What did the bride say? She said, my beloved, he hideth behind our wall, showing himself through the windows, through the lattice. He is hidden for the most part. And I can see him just a little bit. Just for a little moment, I see just a little part of him. So that is. That it is a deliverance that is received in this world by faith. Thus the people do not yet have the full sight of that to which they will be delivered. Here upon the earth there is just a little glimpse, but the greatest part that is reserved for later. Thus, there is much that is laying for the church in the promise. Read this over again. Then it says, though ye have lain among the pots, that is now what the church is experiencing here below. What is the rest? The rest is future. Yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove. And thus the church gets just a little glimpse of what it shall be. And now that little glimpse of what it shall be, that is so great, David cannot find words to describe the height to which that church will be delivered. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. O congregation, did you ever see something? Did you ever see a little bit of what it means to be reconciled to God? That's what it shall be. Oh, was that ever beautiful to you as you were laying among the pots? Oh, that you say, if only I could be reconciled, that there would be nothing anymore between God and my soul, that I may be reunited to Him, that He would be my God, and that I would be His child. Oh, then I would be as the wings of a dove that are covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Oh, did you ever see the beauty, congregation, of the one-sided work of God? Did you ever see beauty in this? Did you ever see that beauty when you were laying among the pots? Did that beauty, did that ever give you to do as Israel did in Egypt, that your cry went up unto heaven to Him alone who you have seen is able to deliver you from the slavery and from the bondage of sin? That you say, impossible from my own side. Oh, that blessed, one-sided, sovereign work of God, when I am sitting in the ruins of my fall, in the ruins of my sin, and when I have no ability to deliver myself again. Oh, God, come. Oh, come from thy own side. Oh, Lord, deliver me, who will never return unto thee. Oh, did you ever see anything of the beauty of that mediator? Him who is able to reconcile you again unto God. Oh, did you ever see anything of the beauty of his suffering? When he was standing there before Pontius Pilate, and when he was standing bound, as it were, in the hands of that enemy, And as you are laying among the pots, and as you are not able to deliver yourself from the pots, from that slavery to sin, oh, did you ever see beauty in his suffering? Did you ever see power in the blood of the Son of God? Did you ever see him as he alone who is able to deliver you because of his own work from the pots and is able to make you as the wings of a dove who are covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold? Oh, what a blessed freedom. What a blessed freedom is now experienced by a man who may receive the sentence of his judge to his own benefit. Oh, when he is standing there, congregation in the court of God, and when he has had to come before his judge, and when the judge is speaking, and when that judge says, your debt, that is completely paid. Oh, that the punishment that has now been sufficiently endured. And now you may go free. And out he goes of the courthouse, never more to be called for his sin into that courthouse again. Where, congregation, where, oh, where is the curse of the law of God? That man goes out so free that he can face every officer in this world. And no one can touch him because the judge has spoken in his life and he is made as the wings of a dove that are covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. And how is it in the way of sanctification in the life of the people? Thus, not only in the way of justification to be freed from the law, but in the way of sanctification, our fathers say a little, just a little beginning of that holy obedience. And still with a law in my members that is warring against the law of my mind, all being plagued therewith, and yet by times to be able to see something by faith of the blessed robe of righteousness of that Son of God, and then to see something of that blessed freedom, that freedom from sin, in which that church is delivered, so that they, from laying among the pots, they may be made as the wings of a dove that are covered with silver and their feathers with yellow gold. We have to sing Psalter 163, 2 and 3. The loving kindness of my God is more than life to me. So I will bless thee while I live and lift my prayer to thee. 2 and 3 of Psalter 163. have lain among the pots. Yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. What is, congregation, the final purpose and the final end of God? That is His own honor and glory. And He is going to receive His honor in every one of His attributes and every one of His works. And they will contribute to this honor. He will be honored in His creation. But it is especially His work of redemption, which He has designed for His glory. The greatest glory that God is going to receive to all eternity is going to be by a church who was delivered by Him. And what is the deliverance of the people? That is a deliverance from the greatest evil, that is sin, unto the highest good, that is God. But you understand that when we do not realize what blessings that we are receiving in our life, the Lord is not receiving the glory from us. When we do not realize, and there are so many things, children, is that not so? The more you learn, the older you become, the more you realize, the more you learn. So there are so many, many things, even when we will be 100 years old, that we do not realize. Those great blessings that the Lord is pouring upon us, and when we do not realize them, then we do not acknowledge the Lord for them. So you understand, if the purpose of the Lord is His own honor, if the purpose of the Lord is His own glory, then He must also bring His people to realize something of that deliverance. There must be an understanding of it, from what they have been delivered unto what they are delivered. And we do not say that is in the same in every one of the people. No, there are degrees. But every one of the people, they will in the end, they will so agree with the psalmist. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Thus, it is in the first place necessary that we come to know that we are laying among the pots. That is a necessary knowledge in order that the Lord may receive His glory. The Lord cannot be glorified for His redemption if we do not know from what that we have been delivered. Thus, this is now the very first work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the people, that He may show to them how great their sins and their miseries are, that He may show them their servanthood, that He may show them their bondage, and their inability to deliver themselves from that bondage. Did the Lord ever show this to you? If our sin and our slavery under sin has never become our burden in our life, then you may banish all ideas that the Lord has ever begun with your soul. Because this is what the Lord will deliver His children from. deliverance. That is what the Lord will be glorified for. Jesus, Savior, Mediator, Deliverer, Physician, so on. What kind of deliverance? A deliverance from hell unto heaven. That was the way that Christ went. And that is the way he has brought his church. Every Sabbath day we confess it again. He descended, children. He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. Why did he ascend all the way down into hell? Because that is now the place that he had to come to get his people. And there, from that place, he takes them with him into heaven. Hell. That is that place to which we are assigned since our fall. That is the place. When nothing happens in our life, that is the place that each one of us by nature are traveling unto. And in his deliverance, the Lord is lifting his people out of hell to bring them unto heaven. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Congregation, where are those people? Where are those people now in our midst who are laying among the pots? That is, of course, by nature, all of us, but for whom has this now become a burden? Spiritual death. Bondage to sin. And the inability to deliver myself from it. Without God in the world. An enemy stronger than myself. How deep. How very, very deep is the fall of man. We have gone from the greatest heights into the lowest depths. Now that is a pit that a man experiences in his life that he is not able to climb out of. Is that also your experience? Though ye have lain among the pots, Arminius missed this experience. Do you miss it too? And now that deliverance, that is not a deliverance by degrees. No, it is a deliverance by revelation. Phil Potts says the Lord works how? He works by points. 400 years. Children of Israel were laying in bondage. They were delivered in one day. What does the psalmist say? Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the hand of the fowler.
The snare is broken and we are escaped. And when the Lord is coming over for his people, then it goes congregation from hell unto heaven. No, we do not say there are no steps of grace, but we speak about the experience of deliverance. It is an opening of the eyes. It is a giving of light in the darkness. It is a deliverance from the prison house. And where is it taking place? It is taking place among the people that are laying among the pots. It is taking place among the people who are laying in their miserable, in their wretched condition with no power to make a change. Why? Because the Lord is going to receive his glory. Because the Lord is not a helper for your hands, but the Lord is the deliverer. The Lord is the Savior. Therefore, when is there the most hope? And for whom is there the most hope? There is the most hope for this people who are laying among the pots. Why? Because he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Why? Because he sits and he eats with publicans and with sinners. The Lord did not decree that Adam should receive eternal life through a covenant of works. The Lord has decreed that Adam would fall and that Christ would come and he would lift him out of the pit and that God would receive all the honor and all the glory. Though you have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. Congregation, it is a dark time. We say that sometimes. We say that sometimes, young people. It is a dark time, and that is true. But do you know something? There is an encouragement. There is such an encouragement in this text for a people that live in a dark time. Why? Because here we read that that's the time that the Lord comes. Is it not so? Read it in the Bible. The deeper that people, they are in that pit, and the more hopeless and the more helpless that it is from the side of the people, the closer that the Lord is. Why? He will be the deliverer. And it will be a people saved with their hands down. Are your hands down? Are your hands down? We don't just do that. Put our hands down. No, the Lord, he has to put our hands down. And when the Lord puts our hands down, then he makes a way. He makes a place in our heart for a deliverer. When we are laying among the pots, is there place there in your heart? Is there such a people who lay among the pots? Is your heart too hard to break? Can you not break it? Is your mountain of guilt, is that too high to come over? Is your flesh too bent on sin? Are you in a bondage from which you are not able to escape? Is Satan too strong for you? And is God so righteous that he would let you go because of your own sin? Or is there people with a burden because they lay among the pots? Does it become congregation more and more impossible in your life? Are you then not a fit subject for a deliverer? If you have no strength from your own side, are you not then one by whom he may be glorified if he would come and lift you out of that pit of sin which you cannot deliver yourself from? Would it not be his very glory and his very honor to do so unto you? Is it not such a people for whom he has come to seek and to save that which is lost? Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. That song is going to be the song of a people who have been delivered. Here, made free. Made free from the curse. Made free from the dominion of sin, but carrying with them a body of sin. But soon, that body is going to be laid in the grave. And when that body is laid in the grave, then that soul is going to be free. It is going to be free like that dove. All sin forever and forever. And it is going to fly away. And it is going to be at rest. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we lay among the pots. And we do not know it. We eat the leeks and the onions of Egypt. We have no desire to be delivered. Oh, quicken us. Show us our miserable state and condition. Make it a burden to us as thou madest a burden to them, that the cry may come to thee, that thou may be glorified. Remember us in thy mercy. Bring us safely to our homes and bring us with desire in thy house in this afternoon. Forgive all that was sinful for Jesus' sake. Amen. 420, the third stanza. Sing praise, thou chosen Israel, who with the folds of sheep dost dwell. And thou art God's joy and treasure, like doves on golden feathered wing. In holy beauty thou shalt bring thy praise to God with pleasure. And what follows in the third stanza of Psalter 420.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.